This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jim. My wife and I, we've been planning a summer vacation before Frog goes back to school. I think we'll go to Panama City. I can scuba dive. It's still a kind of a really Florida touristy type town.
BJ.
So Jamie walks in this morning and informs me she's booked vacation with me in Panama City.
No way.
Yeah.
She's going along.
There's a chance her and I are on the same dive boat. Okay. She staked me. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know what she asked me, Spadil?
What?
What flight are you on?
What's your flight number?
Jamie.
I saved you guys two chairs.
Unbelievable.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh, yeah. And I'll get into this, too, because I guess I'm in the doghouse around here.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. And that little rat, Jamie, she turned on me.
Oh, she put you under the bus?
She's supposed to be my buddy.
Oh, no.
I'll explain in a few minutes here. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free and get the podcast there, too, later on today. It's a Friday.
Woo!
Yeah! Man, it's a Friday. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
Good morning, Spadil.
Good morning.
I was just telling you guys, I got a busy weekend, man.
Yeah, it sounds like
busy, it. Busy. Yeah, I got Frog today because there's no school. We got karate again tonight. We got racing tomorrow. We got baseball tomorrow. We got a we got the construction crew that's going to be at my house on Monday, so I got to get things all prepped for that.
Wow.
On Sunday, so it's a busy weekend. Yeah, I was mentioning I'm in the doghouse because I've been giving away these racing tickets to go down to the racetrack with NASCAR, BJ Knight. You guys know the whole thing, right? And I guess I didn't go through the proper channels to do it. Okay. Oh. And
yeah, they don't like that when you navigate the system.
No, the way I was thinking of it is that it's such a minor deal. They shouldn't have to worry about it. Why put something like that on their plate?
I mean, it's not like anyone's skydiving or anything.
Right? Yeah, like in promotions or something. No, it wasn't even that. It was more that I was just thinking that, you know what, why burden them? Well, you know, they got enough to do back there. This is simply a couple of giveaways. Three or four people get into the race for free.
Yeah.
No big deal, right? Well, I guess it's a big deal. And that little rat, Jamie White, she turned on me, too. She was in the meeting.
What'd she do?
Oh, she was telling the boss, I told him not to do it. I told him he didn't get cleared by corporate. I told him. It's like, stop it.
She threw you under the bus, but she's kind of right. I do remember her saying something about that.
I know she did, Carson. Just stop. Now you're turning on me. Oh, you guys scatter like rats when I get busted, don't you? So we're all supposed to be supporting each other here.
I didn't even know that was going on yesterday. I knew you guys were in a meeting, same. But Spadil, I didn't know that was why.
I know you. You would have had my back on it.
Yeah, I would have.
Yeah, you would have. You would have said, hey, it's no big deal, folks. Settle down.
Yeah, it's not like money is getting exchanged or anything.
No.
We're just giving away some tickets to some people who want to come see BJ Knight.
It's a stinking dirt track down in El Paso County, okay? So it's no big deal. It's only two winners.
Until something happens.
Yeah, that's, you know what they ran by me yesterday, Spadil? Listen to this, okay? You know what the boss said to me?
What?
He said, yeah, but BJ, what if somebody gets hit by a car?
Yeah. It could happen.
It could happen.
And I said, Carson, will you calm down just a bit?
Over the wall and hit somebody?
I said, yeah, that's a stupid person if they go out on the track.
Exactly, dude.
They deserve to be hit by a car.
Nash isn't that bad of a driver. Hey, he's not going to just go into the crowd.
No, listen, you've seen cars catapulted into the crowd. It happens from time to time.
These cars, they don't top 35 miles per hour. This is not NASCAR. It's NASCAR. Yeah. It's a dirt track.
It's totally fine.
Yes.
They're going to have a good time.
Right. Well, it's not going to stop me. I'll give away more tickets today. Oh, there she comes. There she comes.
Look at my eyes.
What's wrong with your eyes?
Oh, my God. They're swollen.
Oh, allergies?
I don't know what it is, but look at these suckers. I mean, look.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, my God. And not only that, there's a detour on I-25.
Really?
Right? What?
Yeah. And I don't even know where I was going. But it said detour that way, so I went that way.
All right.
All right. Well, are you going to be a dick or what?
Here we go.
Obviously, you haven't been listening.
No, I have not. I've been busy with my eyes trying to see.
All right.
But I brought you a present.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, it was nice.
Well, that
well it's gone now.
No, I was just going over our meeting yesterday and how you kind of threw me under the bus.
Well,
the whole ticket thing and just how you kind of, you know, we're supposed to be team here, but all of a sudden we get in with the bosses and BJ's the schmuck.
No, I just said, I told him it should go through corporate.
And she did.
I did say that. Yeah. I even said it on the air.
I know, buddy.
Well, what did you want me to say?
I wanted you to defend me. I wanted you to be there and get my back, say, hey, look, Kvasim and Mike, it's no big deal. We got this. BJ's got it.
No,
look,
it always has to go through corporate. I'm a corporate girl.
Did he say? He goes, what if somebody gets hit by a car?
He did say that.
Well, they're a dummy if they're on the track.
I'm thinking it's the track's fault. Are we liable?
Exactly. Yeah. Unless I run over them in the parking lot with my truck.
Right, but that's on your insurance.
Corporate
is always funny, though. It doesn't matter where you work. Everybody is so, like, freaked out about lawsuits, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Schmidl even knows. There was a whole different thing.
Yeah.
It's fine. Everything's fine. Let's just
talk
about.
What'd you bring me?
So a long time ago. I know. Well, because you're just. And I had eye issues, and that you could obviously see. I had a detour that was very stressful. Like, I've been through a lot today.
You need to go to the doctor. You have, like, an issue all the time. No, you do.
No, I did go to the doctor.
She?
No, I did go to the doctor. We're waiting for blood work.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. I mean, you had that stomach problem the other day.
I know, that's what we're
waiting. You got eye problem.
Well, I think the eyes are just like, you know, you just sometimes people just wake up with their eyes.
Yeah, allergies.
Yeah.
All kinds of things.
You don't know if something on my pillow, like if I washed it, it would tie it and it like went awry.
A spider could have been crawling on her.
You don't know.
Could be Ebola, though.
Ebola.
Hey, all right, so
long time ago.
What do you got?
A long time ago. So California Speedway or whatever, they bought advertising when I lived in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
So I went out and drove with Jimmy Johnson, who is a NASCAR driver, right? And then I also got to drive an actual NASCAR.
Right.
Right? And it was with McDreamy, of all people.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Who's McDreamy?
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, the Grey's Anatomy guy, yeah. McDreamy.
Oh, you'd know.
I do know.
Man, you pulled that one out of your back pocket fast. I would have never guessed McDreamy from Grey's Anatomy.
Patrick Dempsey.
That's his name, Patrick Dempsey.
A lot of people know him.
He's hot. So he also got to drive, and I was like, hey, Patrick. And then my boyfriend came out and ruined it, but whatever.
But that's past your boyfriend. I mean, when you're in the car with McDreamy, your boyfriend has
to I wasn't in the car with him. We both drove separate cars.
Oh, okay.
We raced against each other. Right, anyway,
I'm sorry.
That's all right. And then I got in the car with Jimmy Johnson, and he raced with me, and that was terrifying, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, they give you an outfit.
Yeah.
And I brought you the outfit to wear.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Where is it at? Let me see here.
And that's authentic.
I apologize, Pumpkin, for all those things I said about you this morning. Oh, my God.
Check that out. It's a full suit right there.
That's sick.
Can I fit in this?
I don't know.
Oh, you got the NASCAR emblem on there?
Look at the back. The back says NASCAR.
Look at that.
Oh, my God, Jamie.
I don't know if cool. we can fit
that's
it
so
in.
That's so cool, though.
You can throw me under the bus all you want. You're a friend. I take back all that stuff I said about you.
I don't care what you got to do. You got to squeeze into that
I know.
Thing.
He's got to fit. That's do you have, like, cool. any Skims? We can put you in Skims and
maybe,
then put you in that.
Maybe some oil or something?
Yeah.
Nice. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I mean, it does have a little elastic on the back.
Yeah, it'll give.
That's not enough elastic.
We can try.
Yeah.
I don't... Those pit crew people fit into it. Some of those guys.
Yeah, they're bigger.
Yeah.
And it had. It was really big on me.
That was a slam.
That made no sense. Some pit crew people fit into it. What's that mean? Even me?
I see like fat people working on cars.
Well, yeah. Well, they've got a fat suit, Spadell.
Well, I just assume that they're all kind of stretchy and stuff.
That didn't even make sense. Just because people are on the sideline fitting in their suit doesn't mean I'm going to fit that.
By the way, I don't feel like the guys in the pits are, they are athletic as hell.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're not fat at all.
I've never seen a fat guy.
They have to jump over the car. They have to do all the fat at all.
I meant like the chief dudes that wear like the headphones and stuff. They're yelling at you. And
thank you. Thank you.
I just don't have the.
I know me either.
I just can't deal with it today.
My eyes are swollen.
He just
shut,
goes
okay?
and goes. He's trying to correct it.
I mentioned my eyes are swollen. I have a detour. It's like,
we gotta be happy.
There's nobody fat.
The crew guys.
Okay, I thought you turned him off. Okay.
I was just seeing if he was still talking.
Anyway, you're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Jamie.
Can we try to oil you up and get that?
What? I don't know, man. If you've got a little bit of Diddy Lube, maybe I can squeeze it.
Some Diddy Lube? Did you just say
all
that?
All that oil that he has, you know. I think it's too soon. Pop culture.
I don't know if that's pop culture.
Diddy Lube.
I feel like it's too soon.
Slide into this.
I feel like it's too soon.
All right, we got to take
it. Yeah, let's do that.
We'll be right back. All right. BJ and Jamie.
I said. Oh, I know, but I didn't hear you.
Oh, yeah. That's Maroon 5 there. We have a flyaway for Maroon 5 out at Vegas, and we'll give you a code word this morning at 8.
Yep, we sure will.
And the Frey tickets have those. Speedway tickets, not sure about those.
Yeah, did you tell Schmidl what he's supposed to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We got it covered on this end so far, so I'm trying to make up.
Basically, the boss canceled it yesterday.
Yeah. Pretty much. But he can't stop me.
That's right. BJ's determined. Yes. Yeah. That's right. You go, boy.
Donald Trump's in town later this afternoon. If you're going to be out near the airport, beware.
The motorcade is here, man. Yep.
So I think the plane gets in. They said somewhere around like 11 o'clock this morning, and then you're going to see a motorcade out Pena Boulevard into that, 56th or 58th, something like that?
56th.
Yeah, you're going to find that all closed out and everything, so they're going to have a real tough time.
He's campaigning from the Lazy River.
Yeah.
Live from the Lazy River.
Can't wait to see that.
I know.
They say the tickets are pretty much gone, that thing's going to be packed today. I would have never guessed it here in Colorado.
You wouldn't?
No.
Oh, there's a lot of people that like him, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. That happens later on this afternoon. I think the event gets underway at 1.
Yeah.
But what you have to worry about is the traffic after the event, because that's going to end around 4 or 5 o'clock. And that's drive time.
It was so funny. So while we were having this big meeting with our boss yesterday, right, about all kinds of stuff, including the Nash car. So we were talking about how we're so sick of the election and all that stuff. And like, we can't wait to get the show. I mean, we don't talk about it really, but we just can't wait to like stop having all these commercials and everything. And our boss is so nice. He's like, those commercials, because you were talking about the one that legalized fentanyl or whatever. Yeah. Or whatever she did, whatever that was.
The lady that there's a commercial saying she decriminalized.
Decriminalized, yeah.
And I'm like, I can't vote for her. I won't vote for a person that decriminalizes fentanyl.
Right? And so our boss, he's so nice. Kabassman Mike is the nicest guy. And he goes, I just don't get these political commercials. He's like, how do you just get on there and just say the worst thing about other people?
And all like, the music is like, dude.
Yeah, exactly. And they're just like, Fred Flintstone is an ass. Oh my God, he rapes and pillages people.
And I think what they do too is we get closer to November, which I think it's the first
25
Tuesday.
Days.
Yeah.
I think as it gets closer, they get worse.
Yeah, they do.
They crank it up. They take it to a new level with these commercials.
She's going to dig Colorado a new grave.
Yeah, I mean, it's just awful. And he's right. When I was driving home, I started laughing. I was like, He's not wrong. Like, they get on there and they say the worst things about each other. Yeah. It's so funny.
I draw the line at decriminalizing fentanyl. Okay, that is,
that's real bad.
I don't
real
know
real
who
bad.
You are. Never heard of you before, but yeah. I just saw it for the first time.
Yeah.
I will not.
Well, the
you.
Thing is, we don't even know if these commercials are true. Nobody has to prove anything.
And sometimes they do the fact checks and they're like, not, like 90% wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
You would think that there could be lawsuits there. I mean, if you blatantly come out and say somebody wants to make fentanyl, you know, legal, and we all know that can't be true. There's no way. I mean, fentanyl is used in the medical profession, but it's not a street drug that should be level or legal.
Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
It's
anyway,
crazy.
But the funny part is they just go for it. They don't care if they're lying or not. They, no. Those politicians yeah. for you.
No shame.
I mentioned this yesterday because I'm so sick of it on my feeds. I'm sick of... I had the last chance this morning. I get an email this morning, and it says, last chance for me to donate $10 to somebody. It's like, I'm not donating $10 to somebody.
I was asked for a dollar yesterday. $1. Yeah. Yeah, $1. I was like, what's, oh, no.
What's that going to do?
Yeah. I have never written the word stop more in my life.
Oh, my God. And even then, I still get like
I do
five
too.
Texts a
I do
day.
Too. But I put stop on all of them, but other people didn't come. Like, who's Ted Cruz or whatever? Who I don't even know. Who.
Some guy down in Texas.
Oh, well, yeah. He wrote
yeah.
me.
Yeah, he did. He begging for money.
Is he a Democrat or a Republican?
Republican.
Okay, because yeah. That's funny because my desktop thinks I'm a Democrat. So,
but your phone.
But my phone thinks I'm a Republican.
Everybody's bombarded by both parties.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We all are.
Oh, my
everybody.
God. So
I get
crazy.
Democrat, I get Republican. I get it all. We get it all.
Yeah.
All right. BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to tabloid trash. It's next here on the program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stand by.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Where's that big clock?
The big clock?
The big clock that's like red.
Oh.
Where did that go?
Oh, it's not been in here in a long time. Yeah. They took it out of here when we left this studio to go over to the other studio.
I feel like we need that digital one.
Yeah, I need that because I can't sit here and like do time and math.
You can't?
No. Because I like to glance over it over and over. And so, you guys, we had a meeting yesterday, and the boss like, you gotta make the tabloid trash a lot quicker. So I only have 90 seconds to do this, so I'm going to do it really, really fast. So Sean Diddy comes, I guess the trial is set for May 2025. And also I have some audio of some girl that used to date Travis Kelce. Here it is.
Which one is it?
Number one.
I would be lying if I said that level of hate and just like online chaos, does it impact me? It does.
Yeah.
Even to this day.
Yeah. So you still experience it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You could go to my most recent post and it will be people debating each other why I am worthless and I'll never be a talented person and I have no career and I'm a bum and just...
But what was the reason for that? You left with grace. I don't feel like
and
there
was
you...
nothing to do with me. I don't know. I think that there's something about that level of fame that attracts crazy people.
You know, I do feel sorry for her. That's Travis Kelce's ex. And I actually do feel sorry for her. Her name is Kayla. And anytime she posts anything, like, you know, she can post a picture of a puppy and they come after her.
It's not fair.
It isn't fair. She didn't do anything wrong.
And just because you love Taylor Swift doesn't mean you have to attack
everybody
that doesn't. I mean, it's no different than politics.
Yeah.
That's what this is like.
Yeah.
It's like the Trump people hate these people. These people hate the Trump people. Back and forth. Taylor Swift fans, you attack anybody that says, we get it every day here.
Yeah, we do.
If we say anything bad about Taylor Swift or Travis Kelce, boom, here they come, out of the woodwork. Oh, we're a piece of crap.
Well, can you imagine being her? I mean,
no
this
kidding.
Poor girl.
Oh, it's probably relentless.
Yeah. I mean, she said basically she posted a picture of a puppy and then they started writing like, you're so worthless.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God.
You know, and down the road, people are going to really start hating you as a Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah.
Because you're that judgmental.
And exactly. And this poor girl didn't do anything.
And I hope it does happen.
And she didn't, like, give anything about Travis. Like, she never said, like, he had a tiny wiener or,
no.
You know, she never went after him. I mean, she could have said so many things about him because she could even write a book. Because right now, these Taylor Swift fans are so rabid about, you know, everything that they would buy it. But she didn't do that. She didn't exploit him and their relationship.
No.
I mean, because you know she could make money off of it.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. Write a tell-all book about Travis Kelce and what he's like in the bedroom.
Yeah, but her life would be in danger.
Well, I mean, how's it going for her so far?
I know, but
what does she do for a living, by the way?
She's like a sports, I think she's a sportscaster.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, okay. She works in the sports industry.
Poor thing. All right, that Christina Hall, man, she is a looker, right, from HGTV, but she gets divorced a lot. She gets married and divorced so many times. She and then has babies with everybody she has a kid with or gets married to. Yeah. It's bizarre. So
I don't know her.
She was married to that. He has that weird name. Remember, he ran outside and then
because he's with the girl from Selling Sunset.
Yeah, what's her name? Hawk-taw. No, I don't know. Anyway, but then he married another guy, and that guy was on a TV show about old cars. She married a guy.
Oh, she married.
That was he did a TV show about old cars or something.
Oh, Tarek.
Tarek. Yeah. Remember Tarek?
No.
No. Well, we talked about him a lot. Anyway, so she had a couple of kids with him. Then she married the guy that was on the TV show that had some sports cars or whatever. She had a kid with him. He's now with what's that girl's name? Hold on. Diaries. Anybody?
Reese?
No. Looks like her a little bit.
Reese Witherspoon?
Looks like her.
Well, I don't know.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. So, Christina Hall, the whole thing is that her newest ex, Joshua Hall, has requested an immediate order to prevent her from selling their Tennessee home. So, I guess she bought the house and he lives in there with his kids or whatever, and she's trying to sell it out from under him. Kick him to the curb. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he wants a protective order. By the way, they filed for a divorce in July and she wants him out of the house that she bought. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Got to sell it, baby.
She's hot.
Put it on the market.
She does all the commercials for the bathroom remodel thing.
I'd probably know her if I saw her.
Yeah.
You would. I feel like you would.
Yeah. She does the bathroom remodel stuff.
Oh.
And that car guy's aunt.
Yeah. Aunt. And he's with.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, come on.
Hold on.
You know Diaries. The Bridget.
It's not Anne Hathaway.
Bridget Diary. Never mind. This is why the boss wants me to hurry up and do Tableau Trash, because I don't have any of my facts right. It's really
driving. Renee Zellweger?
Yeah. Aunt's with her now.
Sorry, we have to go to the family tree, the whole dynamic.
Do you guys want to know anything else about her? My God. All right. Hey, what's this T-Swift impersonator?
So this is a person who has a band, and she makes $18,000 a show just doing Taylor Swift songs because she looks like Taylor Swift.
Does she sound like her?
I haven't heard her sing, but she does look a lot like her.
Well, then what's this?
It's an interview from the Swiftie podcast where she just talks about how much money she's made.
Oh, gotcha. All right, here it is. Number two.
I don't have to go to my normal people job anymore.
I love it.
I love it too.
I know you've stayed away from this question a little bit, but can I ask what's the highest you've made so far? 18,000. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. But that's with the full, but as far as take home, that's going to be much different because we're staffing 11 people. The goal is to be touring internationally. That's the goal. And I know we can do it.
Yeah.
We just have to, we're creating the product right now.
Mm-hmm. You know, those bands are very successful.
The cover
ones
bands.
That are impersonators.
Covers, yeah.
Well, impersonators, because you have a Bee Gees band that tours out there. There's several groups that have these bands, and they're really good, and they make a lot of money. Solid.
Crazy.
If you can do it, why not?
Yeah.
So you should be like a, you know what you should do? It's like Trans Swiftie.
Trans Swifties.
Yeah.
I'd be a good trans
You
Swiftie.
Would.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should do that. Make 18,000. Come on, let's go. She does kind of look like Taylor, although I think she's a little sexier.
So that's, I think so.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right, it's the BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
I don't know how many people went out and saw it last night, but the Great Northern Lights were incredible for Colorado.
Were they?
Oh, my goodness. My wife gets up, her and Frog, they take off at like, I don't know, 10:30. They drive like 4 or 5 miles to get out of the light pollution so they can see it. And the pictures sent are awesome. And I guess there being a lot of people are posting pictures this morning.
A ton.
But I guess the light show last night, why did they promote it more? Like this was going to happen.
I was so mad because on our neighborhood Facebook page, Bree saw it like 9 o'clock at night. And I go outside. I'm like, oh, this is cool, right? And I can't see anything. And she was like, yeah, I think we can't see it right now because it was posted like close to sunset.
Oh,
it
really?
Like all the pictures were like close to sunset, and it was like this nice red in the sky.
But I guess Lisa went at 10:30.
Yeah, she went at 10:30.
Yeah. We tried to go outside. We couldn't see it.
They're saying that last night's display here in Colorado was as good as it gets.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I missed it.
But I didn't even see it coming.
No. No one was talking about it all day.
I didn't see it.
And what's going on? Why is it so prevalent now?
I have no idea.
It seems like it's every...
Because this is like the fourth time this summer.
Yeah.
And I feel like we went like 30 years without hearing about Northern Lights.
Yeah, I know.
Especially here in Colorado.
That's crazy.
I don't know why it's such
that's bizarre.
Yeah, it's such a display all of a sudden.
I know what it is. It's global warming.
Could be.
Yep, that's probably that.
Good.
All right.
Yep, everything's global warming.
It appears that way. A lot of people saw it. Coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, we do have a code word for you. Vegas, it's a flyaway to see Maroon 5. We also have the Frey tickets to give away. Busy weekend, Jamie. I got a busy weekend. I'm going down to the raceway tomorrow.
I know. I got you a jumpsuit.
You got me a jumpsuit.
I got you the official NASCAR jumpsuit.
I hope I can fit in it.
I do, too.
I'm going to go try it on here in a few minutes.
Oh, God.
We're going to try it here.
Okay.
Well, they're still used to me taking it.
But the thing is, you don't wear underwear. Can you keep your jeans on?
Well, if I keep my jeans on, I'm not going to slide into it.
It's the slide part that I'm worried about.
Just let them keep them.
I'm going to have to try it on during Free Willy. I got a Free Willy and slip into that sucker, man.
God.
Grease myself up and be ready to go.
So
I
this
don't
is
think
Saturday.
It's going to fit, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay, so Saturday, and what time should people come down there?
To the raceway?
Yeah.
All right, here's the deal. I have to get down there by 4 p.m.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I've been told. 4 p.m., the races start at 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's early.
Races start at 5, but I get to tour the pit area. Frog and I are going to go down
area.
There. Yeah, the pit area.
It's not like it's NASCAR, dude. They don't have big semi-trucks with their cars.
With the rigs.
And they're, they don't have, like, their motorhomes down there.
They don't have garages, individual garages.
They're not landing in helicopters to go drive their cars.
Why do you want to poo-poo my little event I got going on here? Can't we build it up to be big?
But it's just,
big
and I
huge?
Get to, but you said I get to.
I'm on the infield where the pit crews all operate out
it's
of.
It's his mom.
And I told Frog, I said, Frog, you got to stay out of the way when these cars come in there. They have to change tires in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And I said, we got to stay out of the way, buddy. You know, it's very aggressive in there. And so we don't get hit by a tire or a monkey wrench or something.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be down there at 4. Let me get back to the schedule.
Right, yeah.
We're headed
tour.
Into
the... Tour. I'm at the tour right now.
Yeah, we're on the pit crew tour.
Okay.
And we're going to do that. And then the races start at 5.
Uh-huh.
And then intermission is somewhere around 6:30, quarter to 7, and that's when BJ night really
kicks
full
in. Oh, wow.
I think drone show, pony rides, all that stuff kicks off. Yeah, the pageantry really fires up around 6:30.
Okay. Nice.
That's when I'm introduced to the crowd. I'll be there with my one jumpsuit here that Jamie brought in, if it fits.
Now, are you bringing security?
Yeah, security?
I think you're going to need it.
Yeah,
I am.
You're going to be mobbed.
I'm bringing Lisa. She got her gun permit.
Nice.
She'll be packing.
All right, so anyway, you'll be mobbed.
I'm going to be mobbed. Yeah. We'll do our 6 o'clock thing. And then with all the thousands of fans that are there. I'll take pictures, autographs. Don't be afraid to ask me for an autograph. Right? I mean, a lot of people, well, you know how squeamish people get, Jamie.
Yeah,
they feel like they're bothering you.
Right.
You're not bothering me. No. Just come right on. Ask for an autograph. I'm all for it.
And then you'll be selling Nash shirts.
I'll be selling Nash shirts. Now, I got to sell Nash shirts somewhere between 4 o'clock and 6:30, because once I'm off stage, I'm out of there. All right? I'm going to be honest, because they tell me that the races don't end until about 9:30.
Yeah.
I ain't staying till 9:30, okay?
Okay. All right.
So if they're going to wait to sell shirts after the event,
yeah,
I won't be there to hawk a shirt.
Again, you drive around 7? Is that what you
I think around 6:30.
Oh, 6:30.
I think around 6:30, okay. I take my lap in a car.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited about it.
I bet you are.
Yep, fired up, man.
This is exciting. Yeah. How much is a Nash shirt?
BJ Andretti. Huh?
How much is a Nash shirt?
$20.
What was that?
I saw the shirt. It's not that good.
Wow, it's going to a great cause. It's supporting Nash.
Yeah, I like your attitude,
that was not
Carson.
Nice.
It's not a good shirt.
It is a good shirt.
Well,
how do you know?
I just the picture.
You haven't seen it.
Very little cotton.
You have not even felt it. Very little cotton.
Maybe if you sign it.
Lots of polyester.
Sign the shirt.
We got a deal on them.
You don't even know anything about the shirt.
They were stuck on a truck somewhere down in El Paso.
Oh, Texas. My God. You're just making stuff up.
Right, it'll be fun. We're going to have a good time. So it's going to be a busy weekend. I'm looking forward to it.
You are going to have fun, actually.
Yeah. Frog is so excited. His little suit comes today.
Oh, good.
Yeah. He's got a little red. He's going to look like a Lightning McQueen down there.
That's going to be so fun. Making memories, my friend. Making memories.
Yeah. All right.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.